Are you a smart guy, reasonably intelligent guy? What about as a husband? Are you an intelligent husband? Well, let's find out on today's episode of the 1 Million Husbands podcast. You know, the classroom wasn't really ever my sweet spot. School in general was a struggle at best for me, and I was always there physically, but my mind and heart were rarely present. Somehow, though, I managed to get by, and that's what the report card said. Getting by was all I cared about. I excelled at doing the bare minimum, what I thought was necessary. The sad thing was I knew I could and should be doing more, and the results confirmed it. I can't tell you how many report cards ended with the notation, needs to apply himself. And what I do remember about literature is this is what we would call foreshadowing. To be successful in any endeavor, you have to apply yourself, and there's nothing more important than your marriage. You know, we need to apply ourselves. It's not enough to be there physically while your heart and mind are somewhere else. You know, too many guys are satisfied that as long as they're home for dinner, the marital requirements are being fulfilled. Or that, you know, because you send her flowers on a semi-regular basis, that your good husband account should be kept afloat through the mean times, or allow you more guilt-free television for the weekly biggest game of the year. But let me tell you what I've learned. I've learned after years of counseling, coaching, and living in community with men that the most successful marriages have husbands that live out the axiom, must be present to win, physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. These men never rest or take a day off when it comes to their marriage. These men are constantly engaged, invested, and growing as a husband. And these are the men that I call intelligent husbands. They're not perfect, and they struggle even with this, but they're always engaged, always invested, always growing. But what are the signs? What are the characteristics of the intelligent husband? I'm going to offer a few, maybe even more than a few. We'll see how far we get, and then we'll talk about what it means to be an intelligent husband. So what's the first sign of an intelligent husband, the first characteristic? Well, the intelligent husband knows that he's in love with and he married a sinner, and that is a true statement. The problem is, though, that too many of us forget that our wives did as well. The Bible says that we have all sinned and fall short of his standard. If either of us is perfect, then the other really isn't necessary. But because of the simple fact that we are flawed beings, God extended grace to us, and this is the very thing we should offer as well. The second mark of an intelligent husband is he's mindful of the time he spends with his wife. Too many of us have bought the argument of quality versus quantity, and vice versa. It's my opinion that we should strive to do both. If at all possible, we strive to do both. In times of reflection, I really pray that the time spent with my wife makes her miss me more and look forward to my return. And it's important to make every minute count. So the third sign of the intelligent husband is that he's forever curious. You know, the best students have a thirst and a hunger to learn. The intelligent husband never stops studying, if you will, studying his wife. After 30 plus years of marriage, I'm still discovering new things about my wife that excite and encourage me. The fourth sign, fourth characteristic of the intelligent husband is that he's diligent. I've heard it said that familiarity breeds contempt, but I believed more commonly that familiarity breeds laziness. Even in the best marriages, the intelligent husband doesn't let familiarity get in the way. He doesn't assume, he doesn't presume, no matter how well he thinks he knows his wife. He pays attention and is willing to work at it, to change, and to adapt. The fifth, and let's say the final one for this week, sign of the intelligent husband is he's willing to share what's going on in his world. The information in your world, apart from your wife, isn't some international or national defense secret. It isn't on a need-to-know basis. She doesn't need special clearance. She's your wife. She needs to hear about your world and for you to ask about hers. How are things going? What about concerns, struggles, victories? Our wives need connection. Well, those are the first five signs or characteristics of the intelligent husband, and we'll talk about this next week when we go through another four or five signs. Right now, let's just take a breath, and we'll come right back. Well, we finished the first half of our signs of an intelligent husband, and we'll come back next week and finish the list. But right now, let's just take a minute and pray. Father, I'm thankful for these men. I'm thankful for everyone listening right now. Father, we pray that we would continue to grow and be invested. We thank you, Father, that you've allowed us to be part of this great romance with you and our wives. And Father, help us to be careful to give you the praise and the honor and the glory because you alone deserve it. Through Christ's name, amen. Well, again, I want to thank everybody for listening. Be sure and send me some comments through 1millionhusbands@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram or Facebook. And also, be sure and tune in, tell your friends, share this with everybody else. But until next time and next week, this is Bob Dyer with the 1 Million Husbands podcast.